Darren, the people are clamoring. They are demanding a brand new installment.
They're clamorous.
Of Dave and Darren's top five things. And the good news is that's, by God, what we're about to do. Top five things that we got done on our morning show on Planet 93.9. I was interested this morning to do a little bit digger deeping into one of the drops that we've played a million times.
Digger deeping, I love that.
Yeah, well, I mean, whenever we have an issue, whenever somebody's having a problem, whenever the struggle is real,
yes,
we like to play Joe Namath, mm-hmm. right?
Struggling.
And I forgot the context of that. Because it's been so long.
Well,
he's trying to kiss Susie Colbert.
Yes, right.
And it's...
He thinks the team is struggling.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about
it. He doesn't
that.
Care. Couldn't it, care less.
Right.
I want to kiss you.
That's what he keeps saying. It's like, I don't care.
I don't care if this team is no good.
It's
the Super Bowl.
It's none of my business.
Super Bowl III.
Right. He just wants to give her a smooch.
I don't care about them. I've been
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
That's right.
I love
struggling.
In context, it's almost better that way.
I've been drinking champagne all day.
See that? That's your IQ, buddy. Zero.
We are going to now give you our top five things.
Sure, why not?
And we don't begin at zero.
No, we start at number one.
I mean, this part here, this is the zero.
Yeah.
And then we start with...
done with the zero.
Yeah, right. We get into...
Number one.
You play any chess?
I did.
Something you don't... Have you ever thought of taking it up again?
Not really.
There was a time not that long ago where everyone was playing chess because of the Netflix show Queen's Gambit.
Ah.
People went crazy for chess. That seems to have died down a little bit.
Okay.
There is a world champion.
They used to call me Big Blue.
Was that your name in chess club? Last week, a world champion, Magnus Carlsen, was defeated by a 19-year-old kid from America.
Mm-hmm.
Hans Niemann defeated Magnus Carlsen at the Sinkveld Cup tournament in St. Louis. Prize money, by the way, not too shabby. $350,000.
Mm. Hangman was always my game.
You can't really make a lot of money in Hangman, can you?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess Wheel of Fortune.
Have you ever heard of a little something called Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, well, you're on to me there. You're on to something there. So last week, this world champion gets defeated by a 19-year-old kid named Hans Niemann. They're in St. Louis.
Okay.
Carlsen's loss to this kid was a huge shock in the chess community.
All righty.
He ended up withdrawing from the tournament.
I'm done.
Uh-huh.
Pull the plug.
That's right. He was so humiliated that he lost to this 19-year-old American
kid that he quit. He quit as opposed,
he left.
So he could have, it was like a double elimination or something?
I'm not sure how it works. His loss to Hans Niemann was such a shock that he withdrew from the tournament. And then he went on Twitter saying he thought that this 19-year-old kid had somehow cheated.
Of course.
And other big names in the chess world took a look at it, and they're also saying that there was something that this 19-year-old kid
this
that was a little was a little fishy. Yeah. Again, I don't know as much about chess as I probably should to...
Not so fast.
Yeah, there was somebody here, it's just a couple of different experts saying, And chess.com, which is like the place you go to play chess online, obviously,
mm-hmm.
they have now banned 19-year-old American Hans Niemann.
He's banned.
From the site over this and other cheating allegations. So how would you cheat in a live chess game?
And
how would you...
So they have caught him cheating, or they just suspect? It's just like, wait a minute.
This is the thing. That they say that there's suspicions and allegations, so they are, again, they're not letting him play on chess.com. Other names in the world of chess think that there's something screwy with this kid. One theory is that he somehow got his hands on Mangus Carlson's game plan ahead of time so he could anticipate what was supposed to be a surprise opening. I don't know how that would even occur. How would you, if what this guy did was a surprise move at the start, but you saw it coming, then I'm going to submit to the court that's a crummy surprise. The other idea is that somehow this 19-year-old American Hans Niemann linked wireless anal beads to a computer to give him the right moves by vibrating in different ways. And that's the
story. It just so happens I had him plugged in while I was playing chess.
Niemann linked wireless anal beads to a computer to alert him of the correct moves by vibrating. This is the theory that none other than Elon Musk is endorsing on Twitter.
Well, there you go.
I'll tell you what's going on. He's got
I know exactly what's going on.
He's got anal beads telling him what moves to make. Niemann is vigorously denying that he cheated in any way, shape, or form.
By the way, this is a feature in most of the Tesla vehicles. To let people know which way you intend on turning.
Other chess pros are defending this kid, saying that these allegations are a witch hunt. But Niemann, who's 19 years old, is saying, I didn't cheat, and I am willing to play completely nude to prove it. This is where we're at now. Like, this kid is going to have to get strip searched with, like, a cavity search to prove that he's not cheating to beat these world masters.
They called me a hick.
The only way I could have lost that game is if there was a computer inside that guy's butt telling him my moves.
Okay.
That's where
Otherwise,
we're at.
Otherwise, I'm just too good.
I am a world champion.
Take this very seriously.
I have achieved the rank of chess grandmaster.
Unless that guy had a computer in his butt.
Magnus Carlsen achieved the rank of chess grandmaster when he was just 13 years old. You can't go higher than chess grandmaster. That's the highest rank.
It's the best.
He's now 31 years old. He's from Norway. He is a 5-time world chess champion, and he is widely regarded as the best player.
Well, then why is everyone so shocked?
On the face of the earth. No, this is the guy who lost. I'm talking about the guy who lost, who's saying that cheating happened. He was the guy who got the rank of grandmaster when he was 13. He rarely loses. So when he lost in the third round at this thing in St. Louis to this 19-year-old kid, it was one of the most shocking defeats in recent memory. I'll say it's shocking. I got electric beads up my butt telling me what to do.
Hey-o.
Carlsen losing a game is not enough to draw a huge attention. He has lost on numerous occasions, but what made this defeat noteworthy is what came afterwards. He promptly withdrew for the remainder of the tournament, which is not normal for somebody as big a deal as this guy.
Okay, so it must be double elimination.
You wouldn't quit a tournament without having a really good reason to do it. Someone here writing, no matter how his tournaments went, Magnus Carlsen never quit. He must have had a compelling reason, or at least believes he has it. Don't call him a sore loser or disrespectful. I shall not speculate on the reasons for his withdrawal.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah, the chess community needed to know why this guy quit. It was so shocking that he would quit. And he didn't give a direct answer. But he tweeted out a video clip of a soccer manager. And people thought, oh, wait, is that...
AOA.
Is this, what sort of code is this? He thinks that...
code that can't be cracked.
People in the chess community believe that Carlsen has evidence that there was cheating during the match.
Well, then show us the evidence.
I don't get it.
If you got evidence...
He knew what I was going to do before I did it. Or... The other theory we have
is... He's got a computer in his butt.
He's got a computer in his butt that vibrates and lets him know what moves he should make. I mean, if you hear somebody's butt buzzing the whole time you're playing him in chess, that is a dead giveaway, I should think.
dead giveaway.
We had ribs with this dude. Then he came over and beat us in chess. It's ridiculous. A series of vibrations and buttons. He was able to tell a computer what move his opponent made, and then the engine would relay back. This is something that another guy said he figured out a way to do. There's a guy named James Stanley who came out with an article earlier this year where he was able to communicate with a chess computer in real time through his socks in a project he called Sockfish. He was able to use a series of vibrations and buttons in his shoes and was able to tell the chess computer what move his opponent made. And then the engine inside that computer would relay a series of vibrations back to his feet to let him know what move he should play. He said his feet were ideal for accomplishing the cheat because they're the only part of the body that has dexterity while still being obscured from view. I guess. So I don't know why they instantly go to anal beads. Why don't they think maybe it was a shoe thing? The only way this makes any sense to any of us is a computer took your job, Daddy. They give you a gold watch, put it up your butt, and that butt computer helps beat me at
maybe I'm projecting. Chess. Maybe I'm projecting a little bit, but there's got to be a computer in someone's butt.
A computer beat you at chess, Daddy.
In your butt, Daddy.
Textile workers. They can't win at chess. A computer's in your butt. There's no honor among thieves in the first place.
You worked there for 40 years, and they give you a watch and put it in your butt.
I don't got a lot to say about Hans Niemann. No respect. No honor. There's no honor among thieves in the first place. Hans Niemann put hard times on Magnus Carlsen, Daddy.
Two.
Darren, animals do the darndest thing,
it's
don't you find?
True.
And we like to talk about their exploits in a segment we call Dave and Darren's
Alamo Farm.
I don't know why nothing's working this morning.
I do.
This. Well, I mean, I know. Here we go.
Go, Sammy.
Joining us as always, your host, the charming and delightful old Uncle Darren!
Oh, little snot-nosed Davey.
Oh, I hope the animals are gonna be okay on today's animal farm.
They better be.
Yeah, no promises are made. We get started with a deer that was caught in a lacrosse net. This happened in Massachusetts, I guess, over the weekend. Firefighters had to come to the rescue of a large buck found with its antlers entangled in the lacrosse net in somebody's backyard.
Yeah, the NFL was on CBS and on Fox, and ABC was trying to give us a lacrosse match.
Really?
Yeah. A little.
Yeah, you got to put something on.
Counter-programming.
Hanover Fire Department saying here in a Facebook post that crews were summoned to a home where a deer was found with its rack caught in the lacrosse net. Firefighters freed the animal by cutting through the net.
Yeah, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, because you can't.
You don't want to saw off the antlers.
We're not at this point. We're not going to try and save the lacrosse net.
No, we'll just get a new one.
It says here, the buck put up a good fight, but a few bumps and bruises were well worth getting this animal back into the wild. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, you don't want to get close to a buck that's
now,
thrashing
if they'd have been showing,
around.
If they'd have been showing deer lacrosse, you might have to consider it.
That might be something you'd watch instead of the NFL. Loose tiger sightings reported in Louisiana. Authorities in Louisiana investigating numerous reports of it's either a tiger or some other big cat that is said to be loose there in the city. Isn't that
what kind of talk is that?
What do you mean?
How do you know if it's a loose tiger? Look, I'm just here. I'm here for a good time, yeah. And I have my morals.
Yeah. Listen, don't slut shame a tiger.
Right.
That loose tiger is a vibe, and I'm here for it. Several social media posts emerging Thursday night and early Friday morning reporting a tiger had been seen walking around Houma, Louisiana's downtown area. But no photo or video evidence of the animal emerged. The Houma Police Department said they received multiple calls about a big cat maybe being, you know.
Well, that's big cut. That's big cat country.
That's right. Petticoat's Peak.
Petticoat's Peak.
Of course, it's you. Torture Incorporated. Officers have not laid eyes on the animal themselves. But they say anytime we receive multiple calls about something like this, we're obligated to perform a search.
All right, let's go. We're obligated.
Nearby Terrebonne Parish, Sheriff's Office says they've received one report of a large cat on the loose, and deputies are currently speaking with local animal rescue groups about the sighting of the giant cat.
I understand there's a big cat.
Yeah, you get that sometimes. Cats get out on the loose. I was watching Andy Griffith the other day.
Uh-huh.
And because I've never really watched it until recently.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I've acquired the taste for the Andy Griffith Show. And it's great. Barney leaves town because Don Knotts is going to be a big movie star. And it's like a year later, and Barney comes back for like homecoming.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen this episode?
So he's left the show?
He's left the show. He comes back for like a two-episode arc.
And then is he in color at this point now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is weird. I don't care for it being in color.
Now, some of the in-color stuff is the best.
Well, they point out Thelma Lou left town right after you did, Barney.
Oh, and so there's nothing to come home to.
Well, yeah, he's home for like a homecoming, for the high school homecoming, right? And he's going to stay at Aunt B's place.
Yeah.
And she's like, we need to get air freshener in that room. You know he's particular about smells. Like, that's an odd thing to say. But yeah, Thelma Lou, they're catching up. Ange and Barney.
Thelma Lou's not here, so don't think you're going to see her.
It's like, yeah, well, you know, Thelma Lou left town right after you did.
What?
And Barney goes, yeah. That woman was crazy about me.
She joined a cult.
That's what it sounds like. It's
she
like
ran away and joined a cult.
Thelma Lou, once Barney left town, had no reason to stay and went out of her mind. Yeah. Yeah, that woman was crazy for me. Yeah. Anyway, the room smells good. Thank you. How about this? A family in Ohio found an animal hiding in their bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. What animal did they find hiding in their bathroom? And go.
Chinchilla.
That's not bad.
Razorback.
No, not a chinchilla, not a razorback.
Porcupine.
I'll give you a hint. NHL.
Armadillo.
NHL mascot.
Armadillo. Canadian.
No.
Maple leaf.
That's right, Darren. This story is about a family that found a maple leaf behind their toilet.
Predator.
Your time is up.
Your time is up.
Police in Ohio summoned to a home early Friday morning when residents made the unusual discovery of a coyote.
Coyote? A coyote?
Yeah, there was a coyote in their bathroom.
Isn't that like the worst hockey team in the NHL?
They're not great. Trenton, Ohio police say in their Facebook post that officers responded at 5:18 in the morning on Friday when a family reported the coyote was in their first floor bathroom.
How did that happen?
Well, the family told police the coyote must have entered the home about an hour earlier when the front door was left open so they could load up a vehicle for a road trip.
Just slipped in there.
Yeah. I mean,
And no one noticed it.
They must be happy that they found it before they left for their road trip.
Tore the place up.
You leave a coyote in your house while you're out of town? That's like risky business, but with a coyote. No thanks. They say the animal was also present in the small restroom during its use by the family that morning, unbeknownst to them. They didn't know it was there. It was safely removed from the home, and it pleases me to share with you, it's been released unharmed.
Good deal.
Is the coyote going to be all right, Uncle Darren?
Sounds like it.
Finally, a squirrel knocked out power to 10,000 customers in Virginia.
It happens.
Utility officials in Virginia said 10,000 customers, including at least two schools, without power for over an hour when a squirrel came into contact with a substation equipment. Dominion spokesman says here that the power outage began at 8:45 in the morning on Wednesday when a squirrel entered a substation in Virginia Beach. The squirrel got between a circuit breaker and a transformer, causing a power surge that made the transformer fail. That caused 10,000 customers to lose power.
Is the squirrel going to be all right?
Doesn't sound like he will be.
No, that squirrel's in heaven.
It was quick. Squirrel heaven.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad way to go. Like if you're...
Wow! That was... I should not have touched that. Wow!
You wouldn't even know it,
right? You wouldn't even know.
If you were a squirrel climbing around, and then the next thing you'd be like, what the?
No, the electricity would be inside your body before your head even exploded.
Right. No. No thanks.
That's a real attention getter there.
And that, friends, is Dave and Darren's
Animal Farm.
Three.
I have people who are wondering on the internet if they've somehow made a mistake. Are they in the wrong? People going online and asking strangers for their opinion. Uh-huh. More often than not, we find that just having the wherewithal to wonder if you're a jerk means that you're not a jerk. So very often, these are examples of somebody...
Jerks don't notice that sort of thing.
They don't have it in them. It's not in your DNA when you're a jerk to know that you're doing jerk stuff. Unless, maybe it is. But I think just having the wherewithal, the emotional awareness to know that what you are doing or saying may have injured somebody, that means that at the very core of who you are, you're not a jerk. I have three of these stories I'd like to share, and let's make decisions together on this. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a jerk for not giving my fiance any of the winnings to pay off her debt? I'm 31 years old, and I've been engaged to my current fiance for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say right now, the phrasing current fiance seems strange.
Yes, like I have other intentions.
I am 31, and I've been engaged
currently, my fiance.
You would just say my fiance. You wouldn't say my current fiance, right? 31, I've been engaged to my current fiance for 2 years. We're not rushing into getting married.
Uh-huh.
My fiance has been struggling with debt since she graduated with college.
Yeah.
Her parents gave her a loan to help her pay off some of the debt. Her biggest issue is that she loves to buy things that aren't necessary.
Oh, boy.
What I didn't know was that she had 3 credit cards that she would use, and they were already maxed out. She works as a registered nurse and uses most of her paycheck to pay off the debt.
Wow.
We decided to go on a vacation and want to go have some fun at a casino. I put in a reasonable amount and ended up winning a large jackpot. The money was enough to put towards some of the bills and the mortgage. My fiance kept begging me to use all of the money on her debt. And I told her that I had concerns about her going back into debt. She has been staying quiet and now won't talk to me unless it's in regards to the money I won. When we got back home, we invited her parents over for dinner. and she told them how much I won. Her parents were so happy and relieved, and her mother asked if I was going to use the money on her debt. I explained to them that I was going to use the money towards the bills, the mortgage, and paying off some of my car loan. I do love my fiance, but I don't trust her with the money. I did deposit the money into my bank account. She trashed our entire living room trying to find the money. Her family thinks that since I'm going to be her husband, that all of my money should be hers. I feel that because I have my concerns about her going right back into debt, I do not trust her with this large amount of money. So am I a jerk for not giving my fiance any of the winnings to pay off her debt?
Oh, you are going to have problems.
The fact that she tore apart the living room, thinking that you hid the money on the couch, is a little weird.
You're going to have problems with that one.
Yeah. I would rethink getting married to somebody
who
is trashing a room looking
for
money. And
has three credit cards maxed out?
Yeah, right.
Some credit cards have limits of like $20,000 and such.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You got three of those maxed out?
Likes to buy stuff
that she doesn't need.
Yeah. Yeah. This is
big red flag.
A lot of red flags, yeah. And I think the fact, again, that this opened with my current fiance leads me to believe that...
You're leaving the little wiggle room there.
Right?
Currently.
won a bunch of money with my grandpa on the Powerball. I've never been on live TV before, and my current fiance wants my money.
Currently.
Bride upset after being upstaged by a relative. Bride wanted to be the center of attention on her big day, and that's not what happened.
What happened?
She says that she was upstaged by a pretty relative.
A celebrity relative,
maybe? She begins by explaining that her partner, Matt, has a stepsister named Tiffany, who is very attractive and pretty. Tiffany dresses well and spends money on her appearance. I don't begrudge her this at all.
But please dress down on my wedding day.
Not happy with the way the other guests responded to Tiffany at her wedding. Quote, the ceremony went fine, but afterwards, while my in-laws were congratulating me, my father-in-law commented that I look beautiful, and in the next breath mentioned Tiffany did too. His wife caught his eye and shook her head, but I ignored it. When Tiffany came over to say congratulations, she looked stunning.
Yeah.
Her dress was beautiful and fitted her perfectly. Her hair and makeup looked like they'd been done professionally, and she was wearing a pair of obviously designer shoes. Her outfit was totally appropriate for the event, but I was still weirdly upset by how she looked and immediately felt self-conscious next to her. Even Matt told her she looked great, and they rarely even talk. For the rest of the night, every single male guest at the wedding asked about Tiffany. Who she was. How do I know her? Is she single? By the time it got to the speeches, I was fed up and almost in tears. And even the best man mentioned Tiffany in his speech off the cuff. I let it go, went on my honeymoon, and tried to forget the whole thing.
Yeah.
We came back a week ago from the honeymoon, and this past weekend had dinner with my in-laws.
Yeah.
Tiffany was visiting, and we learned how she had gotten engaged. She showed us her comically large ring and said she was planning to have the wedding next year and that it would be a black tie event. Before I could stop myself, I jokingly said that I was pretty sure I'd already been to her wedding. And I was the one with And I was the one with the white dress.
Nice.
She asked what that's supposed to mean.
What do you think it means?
And I thought there was no point in lying, so I just admitted I felt she upstaged me at my wedding.
Uh-huh.
She laughed and said, you can't upstage a bride. And I asked, could I wear white to her wedding then? And she shrugged and said, well, if you think it'll help.
Oh. Nice. Kitty's got claws.
Damn.
Thanks, Juice.
She then apologized if I felt her outfit was inappropriate.
So she had a white dress on. She didn't mention that.
I don't think it was white. Oh. I think it was just, it looked good. Yeah, she looked good. She actually says the dress was completely appropriate.
Oh, okay.
I guess, you know, it's like, well, you can't upstage a bride. Well, you could if you wore white. So can I wear white to your wedding? Because it's the only thing I got that could make people talk about
me. If you think it'll help.
Right. If you, that's pretty cold.
That's, I love it.
Yeah, right?
Even to a guy like me, that's cold.
She says, when we got home, my husband blew up at me, saying I embarrassed him by being petty and jealous of Tiffany. He said he doesn't even like her, but even he knows she can't do anything about what she looks like or the clothes she can afford. And I made myself look bitter and childish.
You did.
And him you by did. Association. I am willing to admit it was not my best moment, but I thought he would at least understand how I felt, given that he heard everyone's comments that night. He's demanding that I now apologize to Tiffany and his parents, but I don't think I said anything that heinous. So am I a jerk here?
Yeah, you are.
Right?
Don't you remember how I put it to you that night? God, did my best.
You kept calling me Tiffany. One person says here, I get it. Everybody was asking about her at your big day, and that's frustrating. And it's okay to feel frustrated to the people who are doing it. But how is that Tiffany's fault?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she did not wear a white dress. She was there for you guys. She wore something classy, like the shoes that she liked, and she looked like she likes to. It's not her fault, and it's crazy that you're jealous over
and,
Tiffany.
And apparently, she is always going to be better looking than you.
Well, yeah, Tiffany is Tiffany's a 10.
Yeah, what can you do?
She's a 10.
What can you do?
Yeah, no, that happens.
What can you do?
One last one. I have a friend. Am I a jerk for accidentally laughing out loud at a friend's ignorance over pickles?
No. I can already tell you no.
I have a friend who hates cucumbers.
Yeah.
And swears they're the nastiest things ever.
Oh, my God.
And he will not eat a cucumber any under any condition.
But he loves pickles.
This same friend is a pickle fiend. Loves pickles in any form he can get them. Even chugs the juice right out of the jar. I make pickles and other canned treats as a hobby, and I gave him a jar to try.
Yeah,
my friend said they were amazing, and he asked what sort of pickles I used to make them. I told him I used cucumbers like all the other pickles he's been eating. He didn't believe me and called me a liar, saying he'd never eat a cucumber as they are gross. I started laughing and said, dude, you eat cucumbers all the damn time.
That's great.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
Damn.
You eat cucumbers all the damn time.
What do you mean I do?
He was convinced I was messing with him, so I told him to go look it up.
Yeah.
And now he's upset because he feels like he's been lied to all his life. And he's irritated at me for laughing at him for not knowing and says I should apologize for making him feel stupid over something that is, in his words, not common knowledge.
That's great.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
That is great.
Oh, that is, yeah. That's the greatest.
That is.
So
you eat them all the damn time.
You eat cucumbers all the damn time. No, I don't. I like pickles. What kind of pickles did you use to make these pickles? What? Oh,
I thought pickles was its own thing.
It's not.
No, it's not.
And everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So we have one jerk and two not jerks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
We're right back. We
have... Wait, no. Yeah, no. Yeah.
The bride is a jerk.
Yeah, the other one.
Pickle guy's not a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy who explained the cucumbers.
No, he's not a jerk.
Cucumber guy's not a jerk.
And the guy, I'm not going to give you my money.
Yeah, you don't get any of my money.
We need to break this up.
Exactly. Yeah, so again, it's very rare that we have an actual jerk, but the bride who was jealous of Tiffany, I think qualifies, right?
I think she knew she was a jerk and she just couldn't help it.
I could
see it. I know I'm a jerk about this. She says so. It's just like, but I can't help it.
It's but the point is, you're frustrated about how other people are acting, not her.
Yes.
So you need to be frustrated with those people.
Yeah.
Now, listen, I'm just going to say this. People who are ridiculously attractive, we can't help it. Do you think I like walking around with this beautiful face? If you knew what a burden it was.
That onion?
You and this onion. People aren't mad at this when it goes walking by. Stop yourself.
That onion's not an idiot.
Exactly.
Hey.
Just remember this, please. If you take nothing else away from this show,
yeah,
hot girls have problems too.
Hit it.
Hot girls, we have problems too.
We're just like you, except
we're hot, hot, hot. The world needs to open their eyes
and realize
we're not perfect. Sometimes
I mean, it's just, it's more trouble than it's worth being beautiful.
That apple's no dummy.
Number
four.
Can we go to Australia for this next story?
Sure.
Where a man was mauled to death by a kangaroo he was keeping as a pet. Now, first off...
Mauled or beat up?
Mauled to death, it says here.
White people! What's with you and wild animals? Leave them animals alone!
He's not wrong.
Thanks, Juice.
Man killed by a kangaroo he was keeping inside his house...
But now he's dead.
As a pet. Found, it says here, the 77-year-old man.
We never really focus on a kangaroo's teeth.
Ah, yeah.
They're probably pretty serious.
I bet that's no joke. Killed by a kangaroo that he was keeping in his home. The 77-year-old man found by a relative, seriously injured at his home. This is in Redmond, which is 200 miles from Perth in West Australia. This happened yesterday. Paramedics arrived at the scene and tried to treat this guy, although they were reportedly fended off by the aggressive marsupial. The kangaroo was not interested in this guy getting any help.
No, he's mine.
As a result, the police were called to the scene and the animal was shot. This guy was later pronounced dead at the scene. Spokesperson for the police says that the victim is thought to have been attacked by the kangaroo earlier that day.
Well, he died like he lived, being beaten up by a kangaroo.
And then mauled. Kangaroos are generally not thought of as directly dangerous, but they can act or react aggressively when they're provoked or if they feel cornered. You know a good way to make a kangaroo feel cornered? Put him in a room. They don't belong inside the house.
Put him in a ridiculous situation and see what happens.
Kangaroo attacks on humans are rare, but have been known. In July, a 67-year-old woman suffered cuts and a broken leg when she was attacked by a kangaroo while on a walk. Fatal attacks are extremely rare, though. This guy's death in Australia yesterday is the first known kangaroo fatality since 1936.
A lot of people don't know this, but most kangaroo attacks take place in less than 3 feet of water. Isn't that true?
Their powerful hind legs and strong claws mean that they're armed with lethal weapons when they feel threatened. Don't mess with wild animals.
Okay, so this is the first death since 1936?
Yes.
I bet there's a lot of kangaroo concussions, though.
Oh, without question.
It's almost like a rite of passage if you live in Australia he got kicked by a roo.
The problem is
welcome to the club.
With kangaroos and people, they say the problem is that we're both upright animals.
Mm-hmm.
We stand on our 2 feet and in an upright stance, and that to a male kangaroo is instantly a challenge. Just the very fact that you're standing on 2 feet to a male kangaroo means you want some of this. They are far from being Australia's most dangerous predator, though. Saltwater crocs, the world's most venomous snake, and an array of venomous spiders all lurking in every corner if you're out there in Australia. No, there's a lot more to be concerned about than kangaroos.
So if you get face to face with a kangaroo,
you
should get down and slither like a snake.
I don't know that that's the best idea, but I also don't know that it's the worst. There was a reporter a couple of years ago at Channel 8.
Maybe tuck and roll.
And she came from Australia. And she would always, when she would get dressed in the morning, even though she lived here in the Quad Cities, the first thing she'd do is take her shoes and shake them to make sure there weren't any...
scorpions?
Yes, or deadly spiders. Because that's just like what you do. First thing in the morning, you make sure that there's not a death-bringing spider in your shoe.
Was she ever utilized on Brood?
No.
That was a missed opportunity.
She wasn't here that long. She.
How long's it take?
I don't know, man. I don't make those calls. They've got me for brood. They don't need to be putting Australian reporters on this show.
Well, I'm not saying to replace you. I'm just saying in addition.
It seems like that is what you're saying.
I'm just saying in addition to.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like this IPA. What do you think, Crocodile Dundee? Crikey, I think it's great. What does that add to the show?
Pizzazz.
You're always trying to make brood about something other than me.
Well, I would like... I don't understand.
Like chance you get to make a suggestion about brood, it's that there should be less of me
on
the show.
I have never once not involved you. I thought you should do brood from a plane. I didn't say that it wasn't you.
Well, okay. That's fair.
And all I said was the utilize someone from Australia. I didn't say that you're not in the show.
Well, but anytime somebody else is on camera, that's time that's taken away from me.
There's plenty.
And I'm not okay. My ego's not okay with that, man.
There's plenty of time.
Number five.
Tilden Township, Pennsylvania. A man is accused of risking a catastrophe by tampering with railroad equipment. This is somebody who went to a railroad crossing and messed with the railroad crossing.
Oh, no.
Tilden Township, Pennsylvania investigators identified Amy Shaner as the woman who helped one Ryan Boria. Now, Ryan and Amy know each other because they work at Wendy's.
Okay.
And the plan was, if we can make the railroad crossing malfunction,
we don't have to go to work.
No one will be able to come into Wendy's to bother us.
God.
The officer with the Tilden Township Police Department says while they were driving through here, she dropped him off. He exited the vehicle and placed a shunt on the track. He then got back in the car with her and they proceeded to Wendy's. Both of these knuckleheads arrested here. Ryan arrested on charges of causing or risking a catastrophe, criminal mischief, and reckless endangerment after surveillance cameras captured images of him messing with the train tracks on Friday, August 26th. The other person involved who worked with him at the Wendy's is this Amy Shaner. They discussed putting a shunt on the tracks on their way to work. The reason they did it, they told police they wanted their shift at the fast food restaurant to go nice and slow. Quote, during the interview, they told us that their intentions were that if the gates could malfunction and they could somehow block traffic, then that would prevent people from getting to Wendy's and they'd have a slow night at work.
Stop bothering us.
Police say that Boria placed a makeshift device on the tracks that messed with the signal sensors, which meant the gates would not have gone down when a train approached the crossing and a crash could have happened.
Yeah, that could have got dangerous.
The dispatch center would not have determined that the signal was being disrupted and a crash would have absolutely occurred. Tilden Township Police, Reading and Northern Railroad Police, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are all involved in the ongoing investigation. Not only do you have the railroad cops involved with the regular cops, the FBI. They say we're preparing a search warrant for his cell phone to determine if there was another alternative motive. If there's terrorism linked to it, then you're looking at 20 years in prison. It sounds to me like this is not terrorism. This is just somebody at Wendy's that...
You know, if you stay busy, it goes by a lot quicker.
That's true.
Just saying.
That's true. The days when you work in fast food and you're slammed, it goes by like nothing. It's the days when nobody's there that they make you do stuff like clean up around the place.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's top five things.
Pretty good.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Well, I
want winners.
This is what you get, though. Well, Samurai Mike. We're it. Hope you enjoyed the top five things. Thanks for
say. I would suggest you play to our strengths.
You've downloaded it. You hopefully subscribe to it. You've certainly listened to it because you're at the end of the show. Thanks for making it all the way to this part. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear this noise. Thanks for being here and listening. We'll have another one for you soon. Until we get a chance to do it for you, then hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.